This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, we'll continue the discussion from last hour about national service, or as I prefer to call it, national slavery. But before we do that, we go back to Roger in Iowa, who apparently was an alternate delegate at the Republican National Convention. And Roger, you were sort of telling us about your experiences. You apparently did not have your microphone cut off, or maybe I don't know if you went up to the microphone, but you did not, to your knowledge, have Secret Service agents following you and harassing you and stealing your stuff from you. And you say that's because you sort of smuggled it in to where you weren't trying to bring a whole bunch of stuff and they weren't really aware that you were actually present doing what you were doing. And you were telling us a little bit more, so go ahead with your thoughts.
I kind of played it under the cover. That seemed to work good for me. For most of the time I've been in the Republican Party, it's kind of going underneath the radar more than anything. I guess more of my thoughts were, more of the memorable things at the convention while I was there. I was able to, as an alternate delegate, could get a delegate's pass to go down on the floor. And as I was walking around on the floor of the convention, I could hear these people going, these Ron Paul people are just out of control. What are we going to do with them kind of thing?
Really?
And then I'd walk to a different area and they'd be saying the same thing.
Interesting.
One of the other more memorable things was I got to know the people from Oklahoma and those other states quite well. And when their states came to do their vote, they came up and said that they were all their votes were going to McCain. And I saw the Oklahoma guy later had come back to us and he was almost in tears. It hurt me so bad. He'd worked so hard to get there as a Ron Paul supporter, and he said he actually voted for Ron Paul and six other delegates of his state, and his state delegate that reports the votes actually reported them fraudulent.
Oh my gosh. I mean, they were really doing everything they could to suppress anything at all Ron Paul. I mean, even breaking their own absurd and arbitrary rules.
Oh yeah, it was just unbelievable. The thing with the whole thing, I'll never go again unless I'm a delegate.
Thank goodness. I don't understand why these folks continue to think they're going to have some chance of turning this organization upside down from the inside. I mean, it's just crazy to believe that they're going to be able to take it over. The Libertarian Party's been subsumed, and the Republican Party's been long gone for far longer. I mean, this is an impossible task, it seems to me. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I agree with you up to a point on that, Ian. I guess I've had a lot of success myself working within the party here. It's a long, tedious process.
What do you describe as – wait, hold on. Before you go on, you said you have success. What do you describe as success?
I actually have people come up to me and tell me, you know, you're a Ron Paul supporter. I wish I would have voted for Ron now. They want more information for me. You know, with the new thing with the Campaign for Liberty, some people come up to me and want to know more about that because what they've seen happen now only has made them think more that they were wrong before about not supporting Ron Paul or
anybody. Let me see if I can relate my experiences in politics to what you're experiencing right now, because I think I can, and maybe I can, but you can tell me what you think here in a moment. I did six or seven years, maybe five. I don't even know. It's a long time. It was a long time ago. The beginning of this decade, I basically spent the first half of the decade working on behalf of the Libertarian Party and going out, spending my own time, my own money, going out and setting up outreach booths, for instance, at events like gun shows, gay and lesbian pride fest, the county fair. So it was all over the map, right? I went and talked to all kinds of different people about the ideas of liberty. And we gave out the world's smallest political quiz, which you can take at quiz.freetalklive.com. It's a really neat little device that the Advocates for Self-Government came up with to find out where people are at politically. And, of course, wherever it was that I went to, whether it be the county fair or Pride Fest or the gun show, so no matter what the audience was, it was usually about 40% that would score in the libertarian quadrant of the quiz. And so obviously I felt like, wow, you know, this is great. When I was out there doing the outreach, it was good. So I kept doing it. I thought, man, we're really reaching a lot of people here. Look at these numbers, 40%. And yeah, sure enough, there were some good things that came out of it. I mean, I did meet some real superstars just one or two, but you, when you're processing through thousands of people, inevitably you're going to find those diamonds in the rough. And both of them are now, for instance, members of the Free State Project, and they're moving here. But it was a lot of time, it was a lot of money, it was a lot of effort to uncover just a couple of really great activists. I'm not saying I regret it. I don't. It was a great learning experience. It really helped me become more extroverted because when you're running a booth, you don't just stand there behind the table and let people take stuff. You really have to reach out to them. You really have to kind of pitch them, basically, on what it is that you're doing. So you really have to be kind of a hard salesman or like almost like a carnival barker in order to get people's attention. So it was a good experience for me, but I felt like I was really doing more than I actually was. I felt that there was this psychic mental reward that I was getting. But when I looked for the results, the actual physical, tangible, concrete results, they just weren't there. We would get email addresses from people, for instance, that were interested in, as you say, learning more, that seemed that they were definitely libertarian-minded. I mean, they were scoring things like 90-90 or 100-100 on the quiz. So clearly they were qualified prospects. They would take some information home. They would leave some of their contact info. And then at one point, I remember the Libertarian Party in Sarasota threw a picnic. They threw like a barbecue picnic out at the beach, and the idea was to invite all of these people, these hundreds of email addresses that we'd received over the last year or so doing these outreach events, and no one came. No one except the core Libertarian Party guys that go to every single party meeting attended the event. So after having spent all that time, money, and effort on doing that outreach, I really felt like it was almost completely worthless, with the exception of uncovering one or two people in the five-year time span that I was doing that sort of work. So while I understand how you feel about feeling like you're doing something significant with these folks, they haven't. I just don't know if it's really worthwhile. I'm not going to say stop. I think if you feel right about it, you should continue doing it. But for me, it was like, eventually, this is a waste of my time. I'm moving to New Hampshire. I'm getting active there because there we can really make a difference. And I really do feel like we're starting to see tangible results here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I agree with you in that respect, Ian, too. And I got started, to tell you the truth, you guys got me all started in this thing by listening to Free Talk Live. And then I got involved with the Ron Paul group and then started getting involved with Republicans. I had been not involved with party stuff for like 25 years. And just seeing the problems that our country is having and getting more involved with it because of my concerns, I'm starting to see more and more people being concerned. And I think that's the only way we're going to get enough of these people to where they're going to want to work at it and get involved in it is by it actually affecting their lives. Because people really don't care until you see it affected in themselves.
That is true.
I think we're starting to see that with the way the economy's been going and the way that taxes have been going. I think we're going to start seeing that, and I'm hoping. And if it doesn't work out that way, I'm going to try to think of other things to do to try.
I have to say, I appreciate Roger. I have to say, I appreciate your optimism, and I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231.
I don't think that politics is necessarily a bad route to go because most people who get involved with libertarianism aren't going to jump straight to being a narco-capitalist.
No, certainly not. It's a process.
They're going to, most people are going to either be Republicans or they're going to get involved with the Libertarian Party, and they're going to sort of have a logical progression as they say, well, I don't believe that the government should be using force to tell people how to do this and this and this, so why do I think that the government can tell you to do whatever I think they can tell you to do? So I think there's a logical progression there, so it's not necessarily going to be an immediate payoff. You might turn somebody on to, say, Ron Paul, and maybe 5 or 10 years down the line, they turn into this hardcore libertarian because they've had this progression.
Sure.
And, you know, I think that some people in the Ron Paul campaign, certainly, I think it was a success in terms of how it actually turned out, how many people it reached.
I think so. I don't regret having given money to the Ron Paul campaign. I think that he reached out to some new people, for sure.
He got the message out there, that's for sure. And I think some people were overly optimistic about how quickly you could affect change. I still think you can get some success in the political process, But some people thought it was going to happen overnight. Everyone would wake up to the message.
Yeah, don't fool yourself into believing you're going to be able to change the Republican or Democratic parties from the inside and make them more liberty-oriented. But I think that maybe Roger's goals are a little more realistic, just touching people on an individual basis and helping them understand liberty. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Losing weight is hard for me. I don't like depriving myself of food. It makes me irritable. And I can't take stimulants. They make me even more irritable. That puts the kibosh on most diets and diet supplements. I didn't think there was any hope but some arduous exercise program somewhere in my future. But I've found something else that's working great for me. DEXC20. DEXC20 is all natural. It doesn't have any stimulants. I just take it twice a day. I don't try to forbid myself any food. I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm losing weight. 5 pounds at last count. DEXC20 is an appetite suppressant, and it reduces fat cell division and the resulting fat storage. But for me, that means losing the weight I want to lose without all the hard work and deprivation. You can find DEXC20 at most drugstores, like Walgreens, CVS, GNC. Pick up a bottle of DEXC20 in the gold box today, or just go to diet.freetalklive.com and start losing weight the easy way with DEXC20. At diet.freetalklive.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-338-1527. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-338-1527. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-338-1527. 1-800-338-1527.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they are secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine, and I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. So enjoy those on us. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. So head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, innerknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's innerknobs.com, innerknobs.com, or see their banner at freetalklive.com. Again, innerknobs.com. As we continue with your phone calls, we've got Luke on the line in Australia on the amp line. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. Just giving you guys an update. About 4 months ago, I gave you a call about my imminent birth of a baby that I was about to have and how I was tempted to try the old conspiracy theory with the name in uppercase. And we my partner and I decided to stick the baby's name in lowercase on the birth certificate. And it all turns out the government here in Australia, or at least our state, was prepared to do that. So
yeah, you know, since we discussed the last time, since we discussed the all caps conspiracy on the show, which I found fascinating, I have seen some other documentation from governments that do not have names in all caps. So clearly, even if it is true that they have this corporate person concept, the idea that the government creates these legal fictions, corporations, and names them the same as you. If that is true, it's certainly not consistent. The government is certainly not consistent in following its rules, if it does even have a rule that says that the corporate persons are supposed to be labeled in all caps. And clearly you've found even more evidence of that.
I'd kind of agree. And the one thing that I would say that was unusual is that the government itself was rather interesting in their approach with the parents' names. They put both my wife's and I's name in lowercase as well in the certificate. So I think they were extra cautious in terms of having their butts covered. But I would say to anybody thinking about it, just send a cover letter with your birth certificate registration stating that it is your intent and it is not a mistake that it's in lowercase and that you wish your certificate to be issued in lowercase. And more importantly, for the database itself to have the registry and or enter in on that registry in lowercase as well. So all your correspondence you get from them should be always in lowercase.
Well, again, I'd like to point out
a few different lawyers here in Australia, and they recommended that if they sent it back to you in uppercase, you're simply returning it to them and saying, look, that's the wrong name, mm-hmm. and be polite about it, and basically keep this argument going until you get what you want.
But did the lawyers suggest that there was actually something to the conspiracy theory?
They think it's a conspiracy theory yet to be proven. So they may personally think that it could be true and correct, but they said there's nothing actual concrete in law. So, again, they think maybe it comes back to merchant and maritime law. That might be their best explanation of why that's the case. Hmm. And perhaps it even has silly things to do with, like, the names of ships and how they're in uppercase and why they thought this was a way of incorporating a person. But again, they were interested as well. They didn't say don't do it, but they were more on the lines that if you do it, be polite. Always talk to them in a way that you're saying that insistent, so I'm insisting that this is the case. But the interesting thing, I guess, for our child now will be throughout its life, what does it choose to do with its name in lowercase? Will it ask for a driver's license in lowercase or a passport?
I have to say it's an interesting approach to actually see if you can get the government to refer to you with your regular, mostly lowercase name. I think it's a fascinating little experiment that you're engaging in. And again, we're a lot of us are experimenting with some of these ideas. I don't think there's necessarily, I don't know if there's any truth to it, but it's an interesting concept, and it's one that you can actually put to a test, unlike many conspiracy theories, which are just fantasy ideas about something that might be happening.
I kind of felt the same way, that it's an actual theory. It's nothing wrong with testing the theory, and if it was true that it was actually the case and we were in court, it would have been interesting to see what the government would try to say about it. So I think maybe the government's headed off an argument by just going, here's your certificate, piss off, and don't come back again.
Maybe the case. And I like your point about being nice to the bureaucrats. I don't think that any liberty-oriented people are going to really make headway by being rude to the bureaucrats, because then essentially you're lowering yourself down to their level. And I think it's a great point to be, you know, to be confident, but yet also being kind to them and just standing your ground.
One thing libertarians have to remember is that it's you don't win friends by or get people to do things for you by ticking them off and making them angry.
This
so
is true.
It's not really an approach that's going to win any friends. Or, and well, your ability to influence people somewhat limited if they're angry with you.
There may be times, though.
You might have is negative.
Well, Luke, there may still be times when even if you're sugar sweet, they may still be angry with you just because you're threatening their legitimacy.
Not to be sugar sweet. Us Australians typically a bit more stand-up than that, but just to be polite to them at all times, and no
yes.
need to raise your voice, no need to get angry.
Right.
But always be insistent and firm, but carry walk softly and speak softly, but carry a big stick
there
as
you
the
go.
Approach to take with
yes,
people.
I absolutely
and I
agree.
I think that it's interesting. I'm interested to hear the likes of Paul calling in about this now and quoting from Revelations or something. Now the first child be born in lowercase is going to be the end of the world. So.
Thanks, Luke, for the call. Great one. Keep us informed as to your continued experiments. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Even if you're being polite and firm, there's still bureaucrats tend to be angry. So if you're not complying or you're doing something that they don't like, and even if you're being polite about it, that's not going to guarantee they won't be angry. But as long as you aren't being angry, especially if you're on camera or being recorded in some way, then you look like the good guy and they look like the out-of-control angry butthole.
You know, I'm not sure what to make of the whole uppercase name theory, but
yeah.
I do wonder when we get these calls, because it seems like a lot of times when this theory gets tested, I've heard from people in Canada and Australia, places like that, but I wonder if it's if there's something to it at all,
if it
varies from country to country. I mean, maybe the U.S. does have this system, whereas Australia doesn't. I mean, it seems like
hard
it would
say.
Have been done country by country.
Well, many of the people that purport these ideas will suggest that much of Western law in general is all very similar. I mean, there are going to be some different, obviously some differences between it, but generally many of the concepts are present. And so, again, I don't know if there is any truth to it. As we have more people experimenting with the ideas, we'll know for sure, and we'll let you know as we learn it here. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Manuel, listening in New York for the moment, but I believe you're going to be touring New Hampshire this week. Manuel, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, and that's right. I will be spending almost three full days in New Hampshire as I visit different towns and, you know, get to know people.
Now, this is going to be your first
move next year.
Right, this is going to be your first trip to New Hampshire, is that right?
My wife and I spent 3-4 days there last year during the fall season, but
okay.
We only went to the White Mountains. But other than that, I haven't really visited anything else. So
gotcha. So did you get to meet up with any Free Staters last year, or were you pretty much just a wife and the husband
no,
kind of vacation?
No, it was just the two of us on vacation. So,
okay, so this is...
I'll try to.
Yeah, so this is going to be really different because I know you're going to be going to different places. You're going to go hang out
yep.
at, you know, with some of the Free Staters, these people that have moved here as part of the Free State Project to get active for liberty. And once you meet those folks, it's just going to completely change your impression of the state. Because if you're here just visiting on a vacation, obviously the stunning beauty of New Hampshire is amazing enough. But once you meet the great people that are here as part of the Free State Project and some of the other New Hampshire natives, it's really the selling point, I think.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
I know you were calling for a different reason, actually, so hang on. We'll get back to you here in mere moments with Manuel, who is actually one of the bloggers and article writers over at LouRockwell.com. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, we'll come back to the Service Nation topic at some point and talk about how it is they're planning, at least as I understand it, to implement the ideas of making more people into government bureaucrats. It's Free Talk Live.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. They include the wiki. Get interactive with over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And you can travel less and meet online now. Try WebEx free. Go to webex.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, W-E-B-E-X.com. Promo code you need is 600, and that allows you to start your free trial of WebEx today. As we continue here, we go back to Manuel, who is on the amp line. You are on Free Talk Live again, and go ahead and I know you were calling about a different reason. I was talking about, obviously, how you're looking into moving to New Hampshire, coming up for a visit, and that's great news for anybody. Highly recommend people come up here any chance they get, whether it's during the Liberty Forum, which we're going to talk about, I think, here in a little bit, or the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or as you are, Manuel, just any old time that happens to be convenient for you. There's always going to be people that are willing to come out and meet you and say hi and enjoy your, I guess, your vacation with you to some extent. So what were you calling about tonight?
Well, the reason I wanted to talk about briefly about secession and specifically, of course, the secession of the state of New Hampshire. And I think it's going to be very, if this ever happens, and hopefully it will, even though I advocate individual secession ultimately, but sort of as a past again, there may be just political state secession of the state. One thing to keep in mind is that there's going to be an incredible pressure to duplicate whatever the feds were, quote-unquote, offering, you know, to duplicate that at the state level.
Right, so you mean like sure like a New Hampshire?
Every seat, we can't have a DEA, an FAA, TSA, right. ATF, IRS, Central Bank, Treasury, Mint, none of that.
I think you're right, but I think, Manuel, that if we get to the point of having a political secession, and I personally could care less whether or not that actually happens. I'm going to be nice if it did, but I'm going to personally secede, and that's good enough. I think if enough people personally secede, then we've done it.
Right.
But if political secession does come about, it will require a sea change of the paradigms. I mean, people are going to have to start thinking in a more liberty-oriented aspect, I think, before we'll even get to that point. And so by that point, hopefully that won't be as much of a problem as it would be if, say, tomorrow secession were on the table and all of a sudden popular for some reason.
Right, I agree. If we ever get to the a point of secession, then people will most likely be pro-liberty. But I think, you know, there might still be a faction that will say, well, how are you going to do with roads, or are we going to have our own money? So there might be some remnants there. So I think what you guys are doing in New Hampshire is really good, just sort of telling people, well, we should go through you know, the market and voluntary means. And that way, if it ever comes up, you'll be more prepared to try to put pressure on the politicians, even if you want to go that route, to not enact all those new programs, because then it would be sort of a step backwards.
Well, Manuel, I would say that I can see how there would be pressure to duplicate some of the federal programs, but some of them are already redundant. I mean, hopefully you would see with secession you'd have more freedom to move policy in a more pro-liberty direction, assuming you're still going to have a state apparatus. So, for instance, drug policy, hopefully even before we got to a point where New Hampshire is going to leave the union, drug laws here would be liberalized on the state level, but there's already a redundancy in drug enforcement between the DEA and the state police. In many cases, these functions, what the federal government is doing is just redundant. Plus, I think there's some things like having a mint or creating, you know, a currency for New Hampshire. My guess is that as long as the United States was still kicking around, people would probably just continue using Federal Reserve notes, or maybe hopefully move towards something like gold or silver-backed currency. But my feeling is you'd probably see people using whatever currency was convenient at the mm-hmm. time, even if you didn't have any kind of a central bank, which hopefully you would not. Because I know many small countries in Latin America, for instance, don't necessarily have their own currency, really. They just kind of, or if they do, it's not really right. used. They just use dollars. So I feel that with many things, they'd kind of sort themselves out. I really feel where you'd see the most pressure is with things like some kind of social security program or something like that, benefits, basically the welfare state programs.
Now, okay, I will concede that you're right in the case of New Hampshire. So, okay, I'll concede to most of your points. I think, you know, if we're moving towards freedom anyway, then you might not have so much pressure. So I guess that was my point. But on the other hand, if, for example, another candidate for secession, like a more status side, could be like Vermont, and probably those folks there might want some of those things.
Oh yeah, Vermont. One of the reasons they would secede would be so they could have a national health insurance program for Vermont. They would they would want to set something like that up.
Right. So that's a. I wouldn't want to move there.
I think it's a legitimate concern, and Manuel, I think that another factor that's going to play in is the whole being the media thing, which is something that I obviously am a fan of, one of the reasons why I'm doing the show. Nick, you're also being the media with Free Minds TV, Free Minds Radio. Manuel, you are a professional video editor by trade, as I understand it. It seems like not only do we have a bunch of IT guys moving in here to New Hampshire, because that seems to be one of the most popular professions among these mobile, single, mostly young males that are moving here for the Free State Project. But I'm also seeing a large interest in getting involved in media, doing radio programs and television programs and, you know, possibly YouTube stuff with Dave Ridley and the Ridley Report.
Absolutely, because I think that one of the best ways to reach people is through your peers, not so much through, you know, like mainstream media and the academics. Those have their roles, but look, if I'm talking to a friend or to a brother or to an acquaintance, look, watch this video, and we talk to each other at sort of on the same hierarchical level, then I think that's going to have a more direct and short-term impact on everyone else. And that's another reason to keep the internet free. We can't have any censorship on there.
Well, there is no doubt that human-to-human contact and word of mouth is certainly the most effective form of advertising and promoting ideas. And I completely agree with you. But being the media is part of that, I think. I mean, because then you can leverage the distribution platforms that you have access to in order to make those connections with people. They say, for instance, that radio is a very private feeling kind of method of communication. When you're listening to a radio program, you feel as though, and obviously I'm speaking very generally here, but people generally, when they listen to the radio, feel like they have some sort of understanding for who it is they're listening to, that they know that person behind the microphone. It's not really true, of course. You know the personality. You know what it is that they tell you on their show, but you don't really know that person because you don't know that person. They certainly don't know you, but that doesn't remove the fact that people still feel connected to, for instance, radio show hosts, and I'm sure it happens on TV as well. But because it's that voice in your ears, in your head, it's really a very personal medium. And so we can use media, television, radio, the internet to leverage and get across to more people than we could ever talk to on a day-to-day basis, just approaching people or talking to them at work or family members or friends or whatever. And so, you mentioned the mainstream media. My question is, how long is it going to take before we are the mainstream media, at least here in New Hampshire? Wouldn't that be an interesting situation? And think about how the more liberty-oriented media we can get concentrated here in New Hampshire is going to affect those people that are sort of on the periphery, maybe the non-voting types, the people that, you know, would rather just be left alone. They're going to come across these ideas, and they're going to really snap to them pretty quick, I would think, and the more we can popularize it. So that's why I think that people like you, Manuel, coming here and getting involved in creating more liberty media and putting it into the marketplace here in New Hampshire and, of course, around the world via the internet is a really important factor to what we're all doing.
Yep, I agree. I mean, you have to be the media. You know, the internet is the cost of publishing through the internet is almost close to zero as long as you have an internet connection, which, you know, is pretty affordable. So, and now kids today, you know, they're not watching as much TV, they're not getting their news from ABC or CNN, they're just getting online. So, I think the odds are surprisingly in our favor, you know, for once.
Well, it'll be good to see you here, and good luck with your trip. I hope you have a good time here in New Hampshire, and we'll see you when you get here to visit Keene. Thanks for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. It's like I said, when you're coming to visit New Hampshire, just announce it over at nhfree.com on the forums there. Let people know that you're coming. Let them know when you're going to be and where you're going to be, and they'll show up to hang out with you and introduce themselves and chat. Really fascinating, amazing group of activists that we have here, and it continues to grow day by day. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com. The pharmaceutical recalls of such products as Vioxx and Celebrex have left many searching for safer options. Nature's Renewal Supreme Joint Formula provides glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate to regenerate healthy cartilage. Hyaluronic acid, a vital component for your soft connective tissue and natural body lubricants of your joints, and vitamin C to produce collagen, all are essential for healthy cartilage and joints. MSM, CMO, and curcumin act as natural anti-inflammatory agents for safe and natural relief. Nature's Renewal combines all of these ingredients to form the product you've been looking for. Supreme Joint Formula. Call 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free bottle of our companion topical roll-on product. Guaranteed or your money back.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Buy your stuff and feel good because you're getting the brands you trust at great prices, free Super Saver shipping in most cases, and you're helping Free Talk Live all at the same time at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, we were just discussing the ideas of the Free State Project and being the media and reaching out and creating liberty-oriented content to bring people in to the ideas of freedom and get them on board, get them active. And one of the things, of course, we want to encourage is not only getting active where you are, but moving here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And part of that encouragement is coming to things, events that are going on here. And I think we actually have Chris Lawless on the line from New Hampshire. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Is this Chris Lawless? Just
yes,
a guess.
Hey.
Okay, good guess. I actually had no idea if it was you for sure, but here you are. You are the organizer of the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
Correct.
And what did you want to tell us tonight, Chris?
Well, I want to tell you that as of 3 minutes ago, the registration is now open. And I want
Excellent.
To announce that here on Free Talk Live.
Do we have any guest speakers to announce yet? Maybe something that, I don't know. I haven't been to the website, so I don't know what's
yes,
public.
Yeah, we have 10 speakers to announce as of right this minute.
Great.
Do you want to run through them? Or?
Let's do it.
Okay, we have Angela Keaton from antiwar.com.
Cool. She's, as I understand it, a very principled libertarian lady. She was one of the many people who was very, very upset about the Libertarian Party being essentially taken over from the inside by these conservative types that don't want to have anything to do whatsoever with liberty anymore. So it would be nice to actually meet her.
And, yeah, she was also involved with the Libertarian Party. You're right. She's definitely very principled.
So who else?
Ethan Nadelman from the Drug Policy Alliance.
He's returning, right? He was there last year?
He was supposed to, and at the last minute he couldn't make it. So, but he will be. We talked to him this week. He will be there.
Great.
Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty.
Is he actually? Oh yeah, I guess he'll actually finally be in state by that point. He is.
We hope so.
Yeah, he's walking across the country and really finally rustling up some good, consistent press coverage on his way across from Oregon to New Hampshire, expecting to be here sometime, hopefully by the end of this year. So he'll be, I guess, talking about his experiences on the walk.
Yep.
Very cool.
Adam Kokesh from the Iraq Veterans Against the War.
Oh, that'll be awesome. I've wanted to meet that guy in
really?
Person, so yeah.
Excellent.
I have seen him speak 3 times now. He is one of the best speakers. I did not expect to see such fire out of him. He's a really good speaker.
Fantastic. Who else is coming up?
Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land.
Ooh, that's exciting. I've never met Mark, and we've had him on the show, and I find his techniques and the things he talks about fascinating. For those that don't know, Mark, adventuresinlegalland.com is his website. Great guy. He talks about how the government's court systems are a total scam, and they're essentially nothing more than a public relations front for the violent men and women that are doing business at the point of a gun, calling themselves government. So that'll be really exciting. Is he going to be doing just a speech, or is he going to be putting on a class?
He's going to be doing just a speech. We're going to see if he wants to do other stuff on either side of the Liberty Forum as well. We're still talking to him about that.
Very cool. All right, who else?
Gary Frenchie from Restore the Republic.
I guess he's
Republic Magazine, Freedom
didn't
to Fascism.
He work, yeah, that's right. He worked with Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism, kind of helped promote that, especially as Mr. Russo was in the hospital and then unfortunately passed away.
Yeah.
Cool. Who else?
Matt Simon from New Hampshire Common Sense.
A free stater who actually lives here in New Hampshire, doing a lot of on-the-ground activism inside the system and getting some stuff done that's never been accomplished here in New Hampshire before. So that'll be good to have him there.
Anthony Gregory from the Independent Institute.
Oh, I read his stuff on LouRockwell.com as well. Really principled, liberty-oriented guy, so that'll be cool.
Evan Knappen, who former vice president of the FSP, who's the big gun knife lawyer.
Right on. Very cool.
And then probably the biggest name that most people know is John Taylor Gatto will be speaking.
Oh, wow. That is pretty big. He was the Teacher of the Year, as I understand it, for the state of New York. And then finally joined the side of good, came out and started talking about what the government school system is really all about and how it's really all about dumbing people down and turning them into basically little serfs and obedient little citizens. And his books are free online, from my understanding, at johntaylorgatto.com. So to give you a good dose of what he's all about, you can go take a look at that. This is really an outstanding lineup this year, Chris. I think you've outdone yourself.
Yeah, it's actually funny. The more you do this, the more people you know, then people are actually starting to call asking if they can speak.
Wow, that is incredible. So you're not done yet, right? This is just the first 10 that you've announced.
This is the first wave.
You've got more that you're working on. I know you're going to have some keynote speakers that will probably be even bigger names. So this is pretty exciting. Nick, I mean, are you going to go?
Oh, yes. I'll be there this year. And, I never plan it out that far in advance. I try to plan it out, but it can be a little bit tough. So I know I'll be there. If I'll be there for the whole thing or not, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping you're going to have Free Talk Live out for the whole thing. Obviously, we haven't discussed it yet, but presuming we'll be there, I'm looking forward to it, Chris. This sounds like
absolutely right. And so I just want to let – registration is now open. We have an early bird special. It's $199 for the full – all lunches, all dinners. And also we have a code to give Free Talk Live listeners a 10% discount on top of that.
What's the code?
2009FTL.
So you use the code 2009FTL, is all one word?
Correct.
And you punch that in. If you go to freestateproject.org, was it /Liberty Forum? And get registered, and you'll get 10% off the already reasonable price. I mean, a couple $100 for a weekend-long affair at a convention-style atmosphere is really, I think, a very reasonable price. And this is going to be very exciting. Of course, I would say the biggest, one of the biggest liberty-oriented events in the entire country. It may very well be the biggest. I mean, it's certainly some big names that are coming, and there will be hundreds of people in attendance, many of them already living here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, many of them New Hampshire natives that might be tagging along to see what it's all about, many of them prospective movers, people that are like Manuel Laura, who are going to be coming up to visit and to meet these activists that are on the ground that are making a difference here in New Hampshire. And Chris, you are sounds like you're doing a real bang up job of putting this together, and I thank you for describing things tonight. Is there anything else you wanted to highlight about the event?
I just want to just say one quick thing. I want to say is the Free State Project numbers have jumped in the past 2 weeks, and I just want to thank you and Mark for spreading the word. It's
great.
We've seen a huge increase in the past 2 weeks. So.
Well, it's going to cost us, but it was well worth it. It's going to help the kids with cancer at St. Jude Children's Hospital, and at the same time, we boosted the numbers for the Free State Project. So maybe we'll get lucky, and the recruiting will continue going on at this level after the week is out, and we pay out to the Children's Hospital. So
I'm hoping
keep our
so.
Fingers crossed. Very good, Chris. Keep up the great work, and thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. We're going to obviously start talking more about it as we get closer to it, and then we'll be broadcasting live probably every single night from the forum this year as we did last year, and it was fun last year, and it sounds like it's going to be even better this time around. So you probably should go and take advantage of, number one, the early bird discount, and number two, the 2009 FTL promo code to get yourself an extra 10% off the already discounted early bird rate. Pretty cool. So get signed up.
Yeah, I mean, you have an opportunity to see speakers that you wouldn't get a chance to see these speakers in the same place at any other time. I really don't think you would. So it's a unique opportunity for anybody who cares about liberty. And I have to keep myself from getting used to it, because between Porkfest, which is kind of the summer event, and the Liberty Forum, I'm used to meeting so many of these libertarian luminaries,
mm-hmm.
you know, be able to walk up to someone and shake their hand. It's very strange, but you start to get used to it, especially when you're doing it year after
yeah.
year. And I have to remind myself that there's not too many other places or any other places in the world where you would get used to this kind of a thing. So
yeah, right? It's really unprecedented, everything that's going on here. And to get a real good taste of who it is that is involved in this movement full of liberty-oriented activists, you really have to come out and meet them. I mean, it's one thing to sit on an internet message board and read the posts. That's fine and all. It's one thing to listen to Free Talk Live and hear people calling in and talking about it. That's probably a little better. But it's a whole other thing to actually mingle around and talk to these folks and get their experiences and share things with them and brainstorm and talk about the future and what we can all do as far as advancing liberty in our lifetime. It'll blow you away. If you haven't been, you really should go. And if you can't afford the Liberty Forum, because I understand that some people, I got an email from someone who was concerned about there's like a Connecticut Liberty Forum, it's $100 and she can't afford it. And she's like, well, is this only for rich people? And I said, well, $100 is pretty good for a weekend conference, and they do have to pay for the hotel. You know, the Liberty Forum guys aren't trying to make a whole bunch of money. They're just trying to pay their costs back. If you can't afford that, come to Porkfest. It's camping. Camping's not that expensive. So that's kind of like the cheaper event, and it's as much fun. More on the way. Hour 3's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. eChapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapterOne.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.